Morning.
What can you tell us about Dustin Byfuglien and Patrick Laine?
Dustin won't go tonight. He's still listed about day to day. We think he's getting better. We're hopeful that he's ready for New Jersey. Patty was feeling a little under the weather this morning. Won't know till about 5 o'clock probably tonight. We'll make a call on him.
Just sickness? Or?
Correct.
Okay. What do you hope to see tonight against Vancouver?
Well, you usually go into a pretty good game with a pretty good idea of what their lines will look like and how that functions. They've kind of run the same thing that we have. We've got a lot of different names in the lineup, so they're going to be feeling good, excited off a win. You know, that's what they're looking for now, same as us, that good feeling, win a hockey game and feel good. So we expect they'll be feeling pretty good early on in this game, and we've got to work real hard to take that away from them.
Why was it important to get Hutchinson back-to-back starts here?
He's played well, and he's had some other stretches during the year where he's put a couple of good games together. Connor ran 16 straight. A couple of days off the grind and work on some things, get his game back, is important too.
Paul, you lead the league in allowing. In taking shorthanded chances in games and near the top in the third period as well.
Yeah.
So how big a factor is that in your one loss record? Had your deep guys deep dive on that?
It's really, really important. If you look at the extremes on this, and I'm not sure that I got this exactly right, it's not the end all because there are teams who've taken more penalties with us that are in playoff positions are strong. But when you put that together with the way our effectiveness at killing penalties, it's a huge hole. Yeah, probably the single biggest thing that we're working on right now.
Yeah, so that's the big question is that this isn't the first year that you've been in this situation.
Right.
How do you is it a culture thing? Like what have you've been scratching your head about?
It's changed. It's drastically changed. So we hacked and whacked 2 years ago and slashed and cross-checked and elbowed and ground our way through every game and and yet had 99 points because at one point in that, when all our back end got hurt and we were still taking a lot of penalties, our penalty kill was real good. We were closing in on fifth, I believe, in the National Hockey League for that. Now we're taking a different kind. The stick infractions in behind, lots of tripping, lots of in behind penalties. That's original positioning strength and those are the kind of calls that we're working real hard at getting away. So we would take the last game as an example of acceptability. We've got three penalties against, one's in the stands, two are roughing interference. I don't mind the ones that I can argue. The tripping penalties, that whether you like them or not, whether there's a gray area in the National Hockey League that you don't get to argue because they're going to miss some calls, and that happens going both ways. So we could accept the three that we took in Anaheim, battle to the front of the net on Stewart and a scrum behind the net on Stewart as maybe intensity penalties. We wanted to be a little right, and we throw one in the stands. Kill all three. That's the way you like your game to look. When we get into the tugging from behind, reaching from behind, those hurt us probably more than anything else. Our numbers won't look like it because we gave up three against LA, but I would think in the last, and I'm sure you've seen it, a pretty drastic style change and positioning change in the PK over the last five or six, and other than LA, then we like the results and what we're giving up.
You don't use it as an excuse. You have talked about your team being young, and there are things that come as a result of that. Is positioning, you mentioned positioning and why you take some penalties. Is that, you know, is that a lack of experience on some guys? Why do you take those penalties?
So we take two, and it's not fair to put them on Connor. The two that we take against LA are a rebound out to our tender rim behind Mo's got a grab on the hip. So he's going to learn, and he has to learn the defensive game slightly different than other players, and he's been outstanding at it. So those are the things that will get shaved off. The rebound that comes off, Brian Little gets a stick on the pad for the penalty on the next goal in the third period. Those are things that happen because our D-zone coverage wasn't right, because we had one of two of the wingers may have missed somebody on that one, and now we're out of sorts. Positioning and strength have a lot to do with being strong enough to stay down on a body instead of being in behind it and slashing in behind. So those things get better. The style of penalty for us has changed a lot. I mean, we took a lot different kind of penalty and with a different mindset, I think, a few years ago and survived it because they're killing. The combination of what we got running now is not sustainable.
So there's a distinction there when you talk about, like, you played that big, heavy game, and that was, you were okay with that because...
We couldn't really do a whole lot of, no. about it. That's who we were. And at that time, and it's different now in my opinion, at that time, that's who the refs expected us to be. So benefit of the doubt was never there. We were going to the box on anything heavy. We survived it with our penalty kill. You know, we had, and this year, especially with our numbers up, we're in behind it far too often. Our positioning's not as strong on a lot of those plays. And then we're not killing nearly at the rate that we need to survive it. But I do... There wouldn't be a whole lot of guys who came in this league to kill penalties. I think we're getting to a place, and I'm using Scheif now and haven't ever before, and that had more to do with his face-offs. I'd like to get Brian out of it a little bit. I don't think that's his best strength. And we've changed quite a bit on the structure of it.
How much has this affected Dustin Byfuglien's game? Because, like, you take Myers out of it, and he's got to play more.
We would not have Dustin Byfuglien as an A penalty killer.
Yeah.
We wouldn't use him there. And his minutes on that alone, so his 5-on-5 minutes don't have to change very much. His power play doesn't. But when you're adding 2 to 3 penalty kill minutes more a night than we would like him to do it, that puts him at 27.5, 28 instead of 25, 26 is where we'd like to have him.
And that makes him – that helps him in
– helps all players, right? Yeah, if we didn't use – I don't mind the idea – and some teams will run their top end to kill – but they'll always then run 4 lines. We would like to be able to do that, to get to that strength of position so that you don't have a guy who's running on the power play 5-on-5 and killing penalties and you're running a short bench. It's been taxing for our forwards.
Paul, talked to Brian and he said, you know, 5 out of 6 years he's been in this situation and, you know, time is running out, in his words, on a career where you're not in the playoffs. Also talked to Josh. So 2 different perspectives. How do you get these guys to stay engaged and make sure that, or is it incumbent on them and a mix of what you're saying as well?
Are you talking about just specifically now or overall view of where we're at? Just specifically right now, we got some really good veterans. When you look, and the reason that they're good is they've been able to drive themselves pretty darn consistently. And they get into this situation, you will just go out and do what you know how to do. So a lot of these guys have. They also see what we all see, a young group of men in our room with a little different level of talent than they've seen before, so there's some hope on the horizon with that. We need to get that group, like if Patty's in tonight, 8 of our 12 forwards are pretty darn young, right? But a bunch of those guys are going to be really strong players very, very soon. So they're putting up good numbers now, but in terms of their physical strength, their ability to play and drive play, that'll only get stronger. Look at Mark Scheifele's progression. Can we expect everybody to progress with that? I don't know. Point-wise, a couple of guys, yeah. I mean, we think Ehlers and Patty Laine can do that. So the difference for our older guys now is they do see a little different look of hope with the quality of the young guys that we have.
Having said that, though, is it still a chore to get these guys up for games that won't alter the course of things in the standings for your club?
It's a challenge. I mean, I'm worried about tonight because that trip back and forth, very, very, very thankful that we're not playing a noon game today like we did twice earlier in the year. But when you go back and forth, and there's nothing we can do about this, it's not the league's fault, but we'll get out to the East Coast and back. Driving for that, having the emotion and the energy to drive in an NHL game when you don't have the payoff, you know, then you're driving for the playoffs –